evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order this evening's meeting of the Gary Township Board of Supervisors. I would like to advise everyone in the room that the board did meet in executive session at 6 o'clock to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. I'd also like to advise everybody that it has been the policy of the Township State Report all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. Please join me now in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jill, can you please do the roll call?
Member Rick Samuda?
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Coors?
Here.
Member Matt Wea? Member Justin Engel?
Here.
And Member Mark Moyer?
Here.
The first item on our agenda tonight is visitor and public comment. Again, we ask that you limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. If you have anything to share with the board, you may approach the podium. Just give us your name and your address, and we'd be happy to hear from you on any topic, either in this first session of public comment or later at the closure of the meeting.
Skip Becker, I live at 79 Almond Drive in Hershey. I understand that the board is working on the Gary Township Amusement Tax Code, and in doing that, I would like to propose that the Gary Township, any Gary Township organization that is legally qualified as a 501c3 and does not make a gross income of $1,000 in their fiscal year be exempt from the Gary Township amusement tax. Thank you.
Thank you. And we hope to report some good news on all that in the coming weeks. Mr. Gamble.
Can I say any question? Last time I asked a question, I asked, is there anybody initiated any contact, discussion, or planned any meetings, and if you assigned anybody to work with the Gary Township School Board, and if you selected, or is there somebody from the school board working with you to approach the other entity in discussing the entertainment tax? So I think it's important, particularly now with our future funding needs need to be met, I think now is the time to address it, because you know, we got some expenses ahead of this. So if you could give me a report of who from this board is in contact with them, who are you contacting, and when did you meet, or when are you scheduled to meet again? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Anyone else? Your turn, Steve.
Steve Seidel, 450 West Granada Avenue in Hershey. There's an item on the agenda that I'm not really sure what the details of it are, but I'll just make a comment that may apply or may not, okay? But rather than miss the opportunity to say this before some action. So there's an item, I think it's the third item on the agenda after the continuation of the police department topic, and that's about a sidewalk across from Hershey Heights. So I'm not sure if this is if something's being developed there, that there's either a requirement for a sidewalk or that, or I'm not sure what that's all about. But I'll make one comment. I'm not sure it's the right parcel, but where the bike path starts there kind of ends in like a circle, but it doesn't actually come out to Middletown Road. And then there's a side street there that, I don't know the name of that street, that comes down and dead ends just short of the bike path. Well, a lot of people, including myself, when we're biking down towards the Middletown area, come back up along Middletown Road, sometimes come through the neighborhood, now that there's the opportunity to come through the neighborhood, but I think you have to come back out at Deer Run Road at the very furthest to the north. And when you're coming up there, there's really no good way to get onto the bike path. Although we always strive to get on the bike path there because it's a great way to get back across. I remember when I lived in Hershey Heights, And before the bike path was there, taking Wood Road across, which was a lot of fun.
Tell the story.
Yeah. So I think that connection there is great, but there's something missing. And the cul-de-sac there, there's like 5 feet, but it's just rutted and it's gravel. Where the path ends just kind of ends in it doesn't come out the road. So something's needed to connect that to the road. So when you're coming up Middle Town Road, either through the neighborhood on the other side, and then continuing to the bike path, there's something to connect them.
Okay.
So if there's an opportunity with this item that's on the agenda, I'd ask the board to take that into consideration, more so than just a sidewalk, but actually a connector for bikes and walking. Thank you.
And I will offer, and you'll hear more later, that is the purpose for this item. It's been something this board and previous boards have been working on for a very long time to get people across the road safely. Anyone else?
Sorry, I had to bring her with a meltdown. I'm Devin Yost. I'm fairly new to the area. I live at 534 West Arriba. I'm not sure if this is the right venue or not, but I thought I'd give it a shot. We recently moved into our house about 2 months ago, and we noticed that West Arriba on the 500 block is sort of a bypass to Chocolate Avenue, which often turns into very high-speed cars, and I wondered if there was anything that we could do or if you could offer advice on next steps on what to do about the rush hour, 50-mile-an-hour surges of cars that go down to West Arriba. It's somewhat scary when the little kids are outside, so we just curious if there were if there was a specific route to take in order to address that concern.
Actually, what you're doing is the perfect start. Chief, can you take a look at that, or have someone take a look at that area?
Yeah, we can take a look at that with some measuring devices out, see what the speeds are in that area.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes, the July 23rd, 6 p.m. public hearing, and the July 23rd Board of Supervisor meeting minutes. Are there any changes from board members to either the public hearing or the supervisor meeting minutes? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed?
Thanks,
Mr. Martin, not present. That motion carries. Moving on to the next item on our agenda, this is actually a continuation of new business and perhaps one of the most fun parts of our meeting tonight, and that is the introduction of our newest canine officer. Chief?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll hold the canine officer for last. Keep everybody in suspense. What we're accomplishing tonight is we're continuing our awards for some of our officers. For incidents that happened with arrests that were made by our department from March of 2018 to May 2019. Some of the officers were not able to be here at the last meeting, and I still wanted to recognize them. There are still a couple officers that weren't able to be here tonight, but I'd like to read the incidents that they were in. A couple of these incidents are towards the end, are a little bit graphic, and I apologize for any of that, but I'm reading the actual citation that they got the award for. So Officer Janet Klinger is not able to be here tonight, but I know of. No, she's on maternity leave. On September 7, 2019, Officer Janet Klinger, while on routine patrol, observed a pickup truck disabled in the middle of the intersection of Hirsch Park Drive and Walton Avenue. Upon further investigation, she discovered a male operator, Marcus Infante, who was unconscious behind the wheel and was later determined to be under the influence of controlled substances. Officer Klinger was initially unable to determine the registered owner of the truck. Officer Rood assisted, found an address on South Hanover Street, where he responded, Officer Ledbetter arrived to assist Officer Klinger with the unconscious driver. Subsequent to the investigation, Officer Rood was actually able to save a person who was unconscious on the floor. the South Hanover Street address from an opioid overdose, administered naloxone, and she regained consciousness. Officer Mowry was also involved. He contacted the registered owner of the pickup truck, and they determined that the truck had been stolen from Homestown. So there was an arrest, a save of a life involved in this through naloxone, and also some clearing up of some other thefts in the Homestown area. So the warrant we gave Officer Brode, Officer Mowry, and Officer Ledbetter their awards last time. This is to acknowledge Officer Klinger in this incident. Officer Timothy Keister, who's not able to be here as well tonight, was dispatched to Zales Jewelry Store at Tanger Outlets for reported active theft of jewelry. Prior to his arrival, two male suspects fled from the store out of view of the store employees. Officer Keister's investigation determined that one of the male suspects asked the salesperson to remove a 10-carat diamond bracelet valued in excess of $45,000 from the display case so he could look at it closer. Once he was able to acquire the bracelet, both suspects quickly fled the store. During this investigation on scene, Officer Keister began to gather physical evidence to include collecting of 18 latent fingerprints from various portions of the business and jewelry handled by the suspects. This type of evidence is difficult to develop. It's not like on TV. Those latent fingerprints were submitted to the Pennsylvania State Police Forensic Service Laboratory, and on March 15th, 2019, our agency was notified that the submitted latent fingerprints identified the suspect from Columbus, Ohio, one Skyler Dewan Tremaine Johnson. Further investigation resulted in the recovery of stolen jewelry and the apprehension of Skyler Johnson, who was awaiting extradition to Pennsylvania to answer the charges. Officer Keister's attention to detail and commitment to conducting a thorough investigation using all available investigative resources showed his commitment to the service as a law enforcement officer. Officer Keister's actions demonstrated special attention to duty, true concern for our community, and is exemplary of the highest traditions of the Derry Township Police Department. I believe Officer Shear is here tonight. Yes, if you could step up to the front here. On March 19, 2019, at 3:02 p.m., Officer Des Shear responded to 1527 East Caracas Avenue for a reported residential structure fire. Upon his arrival on scene, Officer Shear encountered the caller, who was a neighbor. The neighbor, who saw smoke coming from inside the residence and heard smoke detectors going off inside the residence. Officer Shear made entry into the home and cleared the residence of people and pets. Officer Shear then located the source of the fire, a candle on an office desk, which ignited nearby papers and books. Using a fire extinguisher from his patrol vehicle, and I'm sure much of this you've been in the fire department, Officer Shear was able to extinguish the fire. As a result of his immediate response and recognition of the danger of the situation, Officer Shear's actions averted potential further loss or damage to property and personal injury. Officer Shear's actions demonstrated special attention to duty, true concern for our community, and is exemplary of the highest traditions of the Derry Township Police Department. Congratulations, sir. Officer Andrew Conner. At 3:19 p.m., Derry Township Police units were dispatched to Milton Hershey School Catherine Hall for a reported 14-year-old student in cardiac arrest. Despite dispatches, the MHS security department staff members and school staff were administering first aid to the student. Officer Andrew Condren and other officers rushed to the scene to render assistance. Officer Condren and others, once on the scene, helped to stabilize the scene and coordinate response by other first responders. Officer Condren performed chest compressions on the victim while EMS personnel were performing other duties in preparation to transport the child. Although this event resulted in the tragic loss of the life of the student, Officer Condren's diligent response and life-saving efforts are worthy of recognition as he demonstrated the finest qualities of a true public servant to members of the Milton Hershey School community. Officer Condren's actions demonstrated special attention to duty, true concern for our community, and is exemplary of the highest traditions of the Dairy Township Police Department. Congratulations. And I believe we have Sergeant Grubb, Officer Henneis, and Officer Eckenrood. This was a unit citation. There are some other officers involved in this, and you'll hear their names in here, but they were at the last meeting and received their awards. On January 15, 2019, at 12:09 a.m., Dairy Township Police units were dispatched to an apartment at Firecrest Gardens Apartments for an active burglary of an occupied residence. The caller, who was hiding in a second floor bedroom, advised her roommate was being held at knife point by an unknown assailant on the first floor. Dispatcher Ashley Kinzel began coordinating and gathering of information from the 911 call center, the victims in the apartment, and dispatching of that information to responding officers Henneis, Keller, Kaufman, and Eckerd. They arrived on scene and attempted to gain entry through the front door of the apartment as Sergeant Grubb and Officers Burwald and Cotton approached the rear door. Discovering the front door was locked, officers made entry through the patio door. The suspect, upon seeing the officers coming in the patio door, fled out through the front entrance and attempted to flee from the officers' position to the front of the apartment. Officers were able to catch a suspect who aggressively and physically resisted the officers who were taking him into custody. The suspect, Richard B. Washington, was arrested and a search of his person and his car nearby produced evidence of additional burglaries. Because of the officer's expedient response, selfless actions, bravery facilitated by the sound and effective radio communication by Dispatcher Kinzel, a burglary suspect with violent tendencies was taken into custody and the victims were saved from potential imminent harm. The actions taken by the officers and dispatcher involved reflect great teamwork in the highest traditions of Dairy Township Police Department. Congratulations, Sean. Final award, I was hoping I would not have to read this one again, but CSO Cuba. This one, if you're a dog lover, it tugs at the heartstrings a little bit. So. On August 30th, 2018 at 9:30 a.m., CSO Nathan Cuba was dispatched to Boathouse Road between State Route 39 and Sand Beach Road for a report of an abandoned dog trapped in the mud embankment adjacent to the Swear Creek. Dog was seen by a hiker who alerted employees of the Hershey Nursery as they were driving past the location. Officer Bergwald responded to assist CSO Cuba with recovering the dog. However, both immediately encountered dire near-death conditions for the animal. It was noted the dog had an open wound which was infested with maggots. It was very emaciated, gaunt to the degree that it was unable to move its head and lets free itself from the mud. Officer Bergwald and CSO Cuba, in their attempts to free the dog, also found themselves getting stuck in the mud that had entrapped the dog. Brandon Willis and Keith Manweller, the employees with the Hershey Nursery, assisted by cutting back brush in the area and creating an access trail to aid in getting materials to the rescue the dying animal. CSO Cuba used materials from the CSO truck to mitigate the challenges presented by the mud and the slope of the embankment. After securing the area to enable them to get to the dog, Officer Bergwald dug around the dog's paws to free it, and they were able to get it into a blanket and to remove it from the embankment. The dog, a pit bull named Tabby, was identified using the department's microchip scanner. Officer Bergwald, after the rescue of Tabby from the mud embankment, initiated an investigation into the injury and abandonment of Tabby. There were many in-depth interviews and follow-ups concerning Tabby's medical care after the rescue. Ultimately, Officer Bergwald received a confession from the suspect, Mark Woolridge. Woolridge admitted to trying to kill Tabby and discarding the body by rolling it down the embankment to the Swear Creek. Officer Bergwald's investigation yielded criminal charges, prosecution, and conviction for aggravated cruelty to animal and neglect of an animal, among other charges. Under medical care facilitated by Officer Bergwald, Tommy has made a recovery from his injuries. Officer Bergwald's attention to detail, commitment to conducting a thorough investigation using all the available investigative resources showed her commitment to her love, her service as a law enforcement officer. Officer Bergwald's actions demonstrated her love for dogs, true concern for community, and is exemplary of the highest traditions of the Terry Township Police Department. Congratulations, Nathan. And our final guest tonight will be Sergeant Clements and his newest canine partner, Aries. Aries is a 15-month-old mixed breed, German Shepherd and Belgian Malinois. He is from the Czech Republic. Kind of stubborn like his handle. but he was purchased through a private donation that paid for the entire dog and the training. No taxpayer dollars were used to purchase Aries. He was imported and trained through Castle's Canine in Mechanicsburg and is a certified patrol and narcotics dog through the North American Police Work Dog Association. This is Sergeant Clements' third canine partner. He previously was partnered with Canine Zaro and Canine Chico. And I think Aries is going to give him a run for his money. but for all the trouble he's caused us, I think Tony's entitled to it. This is Canine Aries, and he'll be working with us for the next several years.
Me too.
Oh.
Officers who are recognized tonight for their extraordinary service keeping our community safe. Thank you very, very much for coming this evening. So we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, item A1 through 15, consideration of adoption of resolution number 1588, authorizing the execution of documents required for PennDOT agency application 190264 for Hershey West End. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Resolution 1588 will authorize my signature on behalf of the Township on the highway occupancy application for the installation of a traffic signal at the intersection of Waltonville Road and Route 322 westbound off ramp. Shown on the screen right here. This project would be in conjunction with Hershey West End development, and that requires a resolution from the governing body authorizing signature on its applications. The traffic signal will be installed by the Hershey Trust Company. We have created an agreement with the Hershey Trust Company binding them to the standards to be practiced throughout the completion of the work approved under the HOP, as we did in prior instances where we have had to be the applicant on PennDOT permitting. The agreement also states that Hershey Trust Company is financially responsible for the installation of the traffic signal and for all other improvements required under the HOP. Additionally, as part of this agenda item and somewhat connected, the memorandum of understanding that we've been working with the Hershey Trust Company on related to future improvements of Hershey West End development, including the development of the bypass road leading to kind of shown on this plan as well, leading to Middletown Road, where they've agreed to do some line and grade work and other commitments, is also on the agenda to be signed by the supervisors tonight. I'm recommending that resolution number 1588 be adopted, and that the board chairman and secretary execute the agreement with Hershey Trust Company, and that the township manager execute the memorandum of understanding with Hershey Trust Company.
And any questions for Mr. Hammer? Could you just enlarge where the light should go?
Sure.
Sorry,
John,
I made a good job.
So not to relive all the parts of the Hershey West End development, but they are proposing a traffic circle, a roundabout, as part of the connection of their development to the highway. Excuse me. They're also looking at relocating the off-ramp and also creating a traffic signal here to help alleviate some of the traffic backup that presently happens on the off-ramp. And this is all, these are all improvements that were recommended within their traffic study.
So if we, I don't know the HOP process, if we fill out that application, is that us blessing, is that us basically giving our okay that we're okay with that traffic light there?
Ultimately, we'll be asked to sign the final plan, so this isn't the last dip of the apple, if you will. There'll be other approvals along the way. This is just authorizing them to start the application process with PennDOT.
Okay, so at what point, I thought we'd see a plan. I mean, don't we normally see a plan for a traffic signal before we sign on to it as a township?
We do, and HRG has reviewed some preliminary plans for the improvements.
So, but the plans, the Transportation Committee hasn't seen any plans, have they, for the traffic signal?
We'll keep talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so there are some plans. So I guess why wouldn't the plans be part of this?
If you want to table the item, I can...
I mean, wouldn't we want to see plans? Make sure that there's sidewalks and, you know...
Is there a downside to moving it forward if we get to revisit it again? I'm not opposed to tabling it to see the plans, but is there a timing issue where it needs to move forward tonight?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But you're right, Justin. I think sort of passive acknowledgement.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Check this. This may sound like a stupid question. It probably is. But where's the border of Derry Township?
That's not a simple question. That's a kind of complex question. It meanders back and forth across the highways. I don't really have a good map where it's laid out, to be honest with you.
Is that light in Derry Township?
Pardon?
Is that light in Derry Township?
That portion of Quarry Road. Let me go to GIS map before I answer that.
So, I know where you must get crashes there.
What's that?
I know where you must get crashes there.
Yeah. Like I said, there's just not a really good survey or map that defines our boundaries. Portions of the school district have been annexed from Derry Township to Homestown Borough, and that's what created the island of Derry. And for the life of me, I can't find any of the annexation plans, and I've even contacted Mike O'Keefe to see what he can find. So, I'm going to go back out here. So this is the island of Derry Township that is not connected to any other part of Derry Township that was created, you know, through the school districts.
Then the island falls short of that light coming down from the north, right?
It does. And Homestown Derry Township line seems to follow the road. However, I believe that this is in Derry Township. I would say yes, it has to be in Derry Township if indeed if they're asking us to sign it, then it would show up that way on PennDOT.
So.
Well, maybe since there's no rush, we haven't seen the plan, and we need to really hone in on where it is.
That's fine. I'm happy to bring the same plans in the next week.
I'll make a motion to table this until our next meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Moyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, consideration of requiring the installation of sidewalk along the frontage of the property located across from Hershey Heights on Middletown Road, tax parcel number 2405510.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is an item that the supervisors saw in 2018 as well. As was alluded to during during the public comments, we have been working for quite some time with Jeff King to try and get an easement to connect the trail to actually Gramercy Place is the place that was determined by HRG study as the best place for crossing Middletown Road. That would, in the last agenda item where I talked about the bypass road leading from Hershey West End to Middletown Road, we'd be anticipating that that would be connecting at the same location, creating a four-way intersection and allowing a signalized pedestrian crossing. As it stands now, we have designed a pedestrian crossing alone for this T intersection, and have been attempting for some time to get easement from Mr. King to come through his property, along the back of his property, and tie to our trails. With the unsuccessful negotiation of that, we took a look to see what was available to us in the way of deferments and easements. And what we found is that the trailhead that ends in the pavilion is within a 25-foot easement, and would require about a 35-foot extension to bring it to the edge of Middletown Road. When what's identified on the screen is segment number two, when that land was subdivided, the supervisors at the time acquired a 10-foot future trail easement, which would allow us to extend the trail within that easement along Middletown Road. When the next portion of property was subdivided, which is segment three, and that was actually subdivided as part of Hershey Heights. That tractor farm had originally spanned both sides of Middletown Road. The developer was given a deferment for installation of curb and sidewalk along Middletown Road. So in an effort to move this, what we consider to be a very important connection, as Mr. Seidel pointed out, forward, we're putting a call out on that deferment to have Mr. King either install that concrete sidewalk or maybe even preferably revisit the negotiation table one more time. Because at the end of the day, I believe that the McAdam Trail would be cheaper for him because it's funded as far as the township's concerned than installing concrete curb and sidewalk along there. We pushed him for this last year, and he was working with somebody that was looking at developing the property and had kind of put us off. Between that, the loss of Brandon and the change of township manager, this fell into the cracks for a little while, but I'm hoping to bring this forward again. So that being said, I'm recommending that Wall Bank Associates, the owner of tax parcel 2455103, which is Jeff King, be directed to install sidewalk along the frontage of their property. I also recommend that the motion include a deadline of December 31st, 2019 to complete all design and permitting work, and a deadline of October 15th, 2020 to complete the construction of Segment 3. Those dates are pushed out because of the time of year that we're in here to get the work completed by the end of the year. I just don't see that happening.
How is it different than what we did last year?
It really isn't. It really isn't. But what I found when I was rewriting the letter to Mr. King was that the original letter gave the date for completion by the end of last year. So in order to change that date, I felt it necessary to bring this back before the board to create new dates. The other option is to litigate with Mr. King at this point and cause the installation of concrete sidewalk.
Has he responded? What was his response last year?
His last response was that he's working with a developer that and that he has other leads for development of his property and would like to incorporate the trailhead into that development, that he I don't know if he said that he feels that it's an important project, but he knows that, you know, we want to do it, but it, he wants to coordinate with what he's planning for this property.
That could take years or never happen.
And has.
Right.
And has.
I mean, this is what John and I were just talking, this has been, what, 10 years?
That well, this project was cobbled with, for building purposes originally, was cobbled with the crossing at Oakmont, which has been in for...
We started in 2014. My first year we started, and at that point he had verbally told us that he'd be willing to grant that easement.
And there's been
and so here we are 5 years later. Yeah.
And the design drawings for the crossing.
Justin, I feel that this is the best way to bring him back to the table, and hopefully avoid legal fees.
I think the. I think the deadlines are very liberal based on the history.
Yes, sir. Is there any harm in moving the response deadline out a month instead of December 31st and October or just something?
Well, he would need to do PennDOT permit for this.
And that's
to have that complete. I think maybe the deadline that he's talking about was the October deadline. A fair assumption for the completion of the project.
I'm sorry.
But I believe the deadline that you were talking about was the October.
I'm talking about both deadlines for permitting and construction of over a year from now, right?
Right.
So we've been doing this for 5 years. We took the same action last year, and now we're going to give them another year. That doesn't seem.
I think the permitting is reasonable. Sounds reasonable, but the time limit for the completion of the project, I think, is very generous.
So we've already done it, though?
Yeah.
No,
we've already done it, yeah. So I mean, I don't see why we would be taking this action again. I think, in my opinion, it's something that we should...
So what's the alternative? Litigation?
The alternative is to table this and give more thought to that. I think this seems pointless. We did this already.
So let's say we sent the letter out as suggested and they chose not to do this. Then what's the next step?
Litigation.
Can I suggest we not discuss potential legal
issues? I agree. That's why I'm trying to say
on anyhow.
That's what I'm getting to. Yeah, I think we should probably.
I think we should table it and let's talk about it.
Do I have a motion to table
the item? So, yeah, let me ask one more question. What did you give? He's got to give us a response, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
To the original. Okay, to the original. Do we have a timetable when he's supposed to give us a response for that?
30 days, 90 days? The project was to be completed by the end of 2018.
Right. This new one.
To respond to the letter?
Yeah.
It would just be to finalize the permitting and to
mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be his reply. Just to finalize all those documents.
Could be.
Okay.
But I think we should do it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I was just doing some thoughts. All right.
So, do
I
have a motion to table this item?
So moved.
Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Moore. All those in favor? Aye. That motion carries. Sorry, Chuck.
That's okay. I think the next 2 months.
Next item on the agenda, consideration of a request from FFP Effects Inc. for permission to have a pyrotechnic display at the KISS End of the Road Tour 2019 concert on Wednesday, August 21st, 2019.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you're aware, we brought this matter back before the board, say, 2 or 3 meetings ago. It was tabled to just verify that the proper certificate of insurance was provided for. It was. We did receive the certificate of liability insurance from FFP Effect, naming the township as an additional insured. Additionally, I reached out to HENR over the last couple of weeks to verify the process that the township has gone through over the last couple of years as it relates to concerts like this. And they did verify that this has been the same procedural process that we followed in all of the events that have taken place at the park. Certainly, if the board wishes to look at this differently, you know, we'd have to engage them a little bit more about other insurance issues on their side, but it is on private property. It's not in a township park. Nonetheless, they did inform me that KISS has performed and Hershey wants to avoid the same pyrotechnic schedule. So I guess basically, if it does the board tonight to decide whether or not you want to allow pyrotechnics to proceed based on the application of the tonight.
Anyone have any questions? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to grant the request from FFP Effects to conduct a pyrotechnic display at this end of the road tour concert at Hershey Park Stadium Wednesday, August 21st, 2019. Is that a second? Second by Mr. DeLuna. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, consideration of adoption of resolution number 1560 to authorize the township manager to sign the PennDOT application for traffic signal approval for improvements to the intersection of Homestead Road and East Chocolate Avenue. Ms. Duncan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this is fairly minor modifications of existing signal at Homestead and Chocolate with additional Hershey Company employees parking in the south lot. These improvements are being proposed really to increase awareness of the pedestrian crossing at Homestead. So what the permit would involve, and we've talked about this in our transportation meeting, is installing signage for people turning from Homestead left or westbound onto Chocolate, and also people coming out of the factory turning right, same direction westbound onto Chocolate, to increase awareness and alert them that they must yield to pedestrians. So the language on the sign is turning traffic must yield to pedestrians, again facing both directions, and they would both be installed on the corner, northwest corner, which is one closest to the 19 East building. So this resolution authorizes the township manager to sign the PennDOT application for traffic signal improvements for the intersection of Homestead and East Chocolate Avenue.
Any questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve Resolution 1560 to authorize the township manager to sign the PennDOT application for traffic signal approval for improvements to the intersection of Homestead and East Chocolate?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion carries. Next item on the agenda, consideration to accept the redevelopment assistance capital program RAPC award for the Hershey Community Center.
Thank you. So as you are aware, Governor Wolf has authorized the release of $2 million in redevelopment assistance capital program funding for the Hershey Community Center. This was one of the largest awards in the state, and we are very grateful to both Representative Mahaffey and Senator DeSanto for their support of the project and the overall application. In order to be eligible to receive funding, the township must notify the Office of the Budget within 30 days of the date of award of our intent to accept the grant. Following that, it is a very lengthy process that we must go through to formally submit an application before we actually receive a grant contract. This is a reimbursement program, so we wouldn't be seeing any actual dollars flowing for quite some time. So if the board approves accepting the award tonight, we will have 6 months to complete the application and also 6 months to demonstrate that the matching funds are secured. Through this process, we'll be working closely with the Office of the Budget staff to gain approval of a reduced scope that more accurately reflects the project that the board chose to move forward with.
Do you have any questions from the board? Hearing none, I'll make the motion that we agree to formally and happily accept the $2 million redevelopment assistance capital program award for the Hershey Community Center. Is that a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No one. That motion carries. Next item on the agenda, item S1 through 33, release of the maintenance security provider for the preliminary final subdivision of land development plan for the Mill Restaurant, Plat 1267. Mr. Emery.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Plat 1267 was approved by the Board of Supervisors in June of 2016. It was recorded in September of 2016. It was for the expansion of the existing parking area for the Mill Restaurant. We did receive maintenance security. A recent inspection by HRG has led to their recommendation that the improvement security, that the improvement secured by the maintenance security have performed satisfactorily during the 18-month period, and the security is eligible for relief. I recommend that the board authorize the release of maintenance security in the amount of $1,540.50 provided as cash for plat 1267.
Any questions from the chairman? Hearing none, I'll make the motion to approve as stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is approved. Next item on the agenda, reduction of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for Trinity Hotel, plat 1295. Mr. Elmer.
Thank you. As you noted, this was for the True Hotel. Performance security was originally provided in the amount of $654,999. HRG Incorporated performed an inspection and provided a written recommendation that $579,982 is eligible for relief. If approved by the board, the new balance of the security would be $75,017. I recommend the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of $579,982 from the performance security provided for plat 1295, resulting in the new balance of $75,017.
Questions for Ms. Kramer? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve as stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. And now we'll start with board correspondence.
I guess as everybody kind of knows, this is Jill's last meeting. And I'd like to personally thank Jill for everything she's done for me. When I first came on board, she essentially held my hand and led me through the maze of getting paperwork done just generally getting used to the job itself. And I just want to say, appreciate, we're going to miss you. So, I wish you would reconsider, but retirement is always a good thing. And everybody should try it at least once in their life. That's it. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll echo that, Jill. Jill's been here for 25 years, so let's give her a round of applause for that. Stays late, comes in early, she does whatever you need, whenever you need it. She drives a long distance to get here every day. And I'm sure she will not miss the commute. But I know she's going to miss all of us and everybody who works at the township. You've been a big part of our family, and we hope you've been a part of yours as well. And then we will miss you, and we're a little jealous when you get to retire and walk out tonight after this meeting. But we wish you all the happiness in the world in the years ahead. So thanks for everything you've done for the township, Jill.
Thanks.
Jill, I do want to personally thank you for getting your time. You've always been there, answered the phone. Every time I've called many times for questions, and you've answered questions. You've been responsive. You've worked diligently. You're going to be sorely missed, and I'm very grateful to you for all of the help and guidance that you provided to me personally in terms of running issues to ground. So congratulations on your retirement. It's well deserved, and I really appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks for everything, Jill. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
We're going to miss you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll start down with the chief. Anything this evening?
Actually, I do have one thing. I don't think the mic's working. So I'll try to project a little bit. Inquiring minds will want to know, and maybe we can work on this for the next meeting. Halloween 2019.
The biggest
meeting in Gary Township. So, Dauphin County Chiefs always come out with a recommendation. The recommendation is usually for the Thursday before the actual Halloween date, which will be the 24th this year. They again recommended that. The last couple of years, Gary Township has broken away from the rest of the county and gone to the traditional 31st of October. So I'm going to put it out there for the board to consider, and we can take a vote on that at the next meeting to make that an official determination. So just something to consider.
Thank you.
Other than that, Jill. Congratulations on retirement. We're going to miss you around here. I always appreciate your work with the safety committee and some of the rules that guide our employees.
employees and personnel have been a lot of help, and we're going to miss it.
Just one thing, Joe, congratulations on your retirement. Thank you. It's great to work with you over the years. Also, National Night Out is a big success for us. We got to open up and introduce the community to our new safety house that's an inflatable. So that was a big hit with the kids. But overall, it was a good night.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One thing to report, Sand Hill Road work has started. The milling and prep work has been, I think it was almost completed today or will be completed tomorrow. And they should start recycling tomorrow. So they'll start down at Forest Avenue and work their way up.
Is that signage board being used up in that area again?
Yes, signage board at each end.
Great, okay.
And Tom checks it regular and makes additions or whatever he might need to do.
Thank you. That's super helpful. Thanks, Mom. Laura, anything you want to
add? So the book sale was very successful this year. I want to thank Parks and Rec and the police and Public Works for helping us get that coordinated. We have the library back now that it's over with, so that's exciting. And also our project is currently out for bidding, and it will close on August 22nd, and we're hoping to be able to then award a contract at the next Board of Supervisors meeting on the 27th.
Oh,
and Jill will miss you. Thank you for
everything
you've done.
Yeah,
I forgot to say that. Sorry.
I didn't want to make a double presentation. Who's going to have 25 people celebrating you tonight?
So 23 years with working with Jill. She's been the best. So, miss you.
This evening, I just want to say, Jill, congratulations.
Okay, none of that, because I can hinker and cry when I start doing Zach?
I'll throw another congratulations. Also, sticking with the dog theme that we had tonight, we will be holding our Dog Days of Summer event this Saturday at the Rec Center from 10 to 2. So we're basically going to be transforming the outdoor pool deck and lawn area into a dog park for the day. So all those event details can be found on the Parks and Rec Facebook page.
Saturday.
Thanks, Zach. Matt, anything tonight?
Just for Jill, she was very instrumental in when we came on board as a township engineer. And although Jim tried to scare us a little bit, Jill was always there to put a smile and cross on board very quickly. So I would remember that and definitely appreciated her for. So thank you, Jill. That's all.
Joe, you know, I remember when you used to swear me in when I was on zoning board. So we go back beyond before my actual employment here, and I'm just a little jealous. I have nothing else.
Marnie? Just a couple things. First, this past Saturday, we concluded our Music on Time with Summer Concert Series. Just want to say thank you to all the volunteers that came out and helped, you know, with setup and tear down. It's a late night, but it's a great event, and it's been very successful for us. So huge thanks to the Downtown Hershey volunteers. Also, just two other quick notes. One is on the streetscape project. We're anticipating that the signal poles should be shipped and maybe arriving towards the end of this week, so you might start to see those on site. There is a series of testing that they need to go through before they can actually install them, pole testing, PennDOT does some testing, so it'll be a few weeks until they're in the ground. And then also, Chuck and I have been working closely with UDA on the downtown planning effort and recommendations. We have our second public meeting scheduled with them on Tuesday, October 20th. That is going to be at 6:30 in the Hershey Story, and we're going to be reviewing comments from the first meeting as well as listening to consultant recommendations for the zoning and architectural design standards. Congratulations. It's well deserved. It's been wonderful working with you, and I wish you all the best in your new ventures.
I just want to let everyone know that Cheryl gave me the 2018 audit today, so it is posted on the website, and tomorrow the fall newsletter will be sent to subscribers. And I just want to say how fortunate I've been to work for Derry Township for 25 years, and I'm grateful for everything that is provided to me. I'm also very excited to explore other creative opportunities in this next chapter in my life. I work with an incredible group of colleagues that I'm going to miss so much, and I hope that I've added to your experience here, and I also hope that I've made a difference to the residents in Derry Township. So, thank you.
Thanks, Jill.
Also round of applause.
And I think that's a good idea. Now we'll move on to the next item, approval of accounts payable of $436,082.66 and two payrolls of $737,642.39. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
By Mr. Engel. Second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And now it's time for our final session, the visitor public comments. If you have something you'd like to share, please come to the podium. Just let us know your name, your address, and try to make your comments to the audience.
That was Trout, 2010 Locust Lane, Hobblestown. Question for Chuck on the sidewalk that's proposed on the other side of Middletown Road across from Hershey Heights. What is the easement width on that, and who would be responsible for putting that sidewalk in?
So, sidewalk itself would be within the PennDOT right-of-way, the sidewalk that we would be having Wallbank Associates put in. So it would not be within an easement. If it was truly the concrete sidewalk, it needs to be inside the PennDOT right-of-way.
Given that you're proposing eventually a cross-link road between Waltonville Road and Middletown Road, eventually, and according to the future plan, Middletown Road is to be widened. Are you going to put a sidewalk in before that's widened?
That's all yet to be determined.
I understand that, but realize that there's utility poles on the Hershey Heights side all the way down Middletown Road. And it'll be, if they do widen that according to the future plan, you're talking at least 20 more feet. So let's think ahead as to where that sidewalk would be constructed. And if it's somebody else's money, but if somebody's going to have to pay for it, I hope it's not the taxpayers.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And, oh, one other question. What's the time frame for that cross-link road to Gramercy Place?
Depends on when it's funded.
Who pays for that? The people developing or the township? Or the... who?
That also has yet to be determined.
Sorry, you've got really good questions, though. We don't have all the answers this evening.
Well, I hope those are entertained long in advance, because Middletown Road is a problem as it now stands. Widening it is not going, well, it's going to create many more problems, as you're aware. And I just hope I'm ashes before it happens. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else this evening? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Werner. Good evening.